Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, I am so excited that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about learning to trust in God and growing our relationship with Him. Before we get into today's topic, I want to remind you, because, well, I'm really excited about this, is that at the end of this month, I am opening up my spiritual growth course. And this is all about healing your life and healing your heart as you grow closer to God. And you might be thinking, what is this about? Can I just read my Bible? Well, here's the deal. I'm going to teach you not only how to grow closer to God, but I'm going to take you through really my five-step framework where we're going to be talking about your new life in Christ, building a relationship with God, healing your heart with God. But here's the key is that we're also going to be talking about healing your relationship with people and learning how to get the word of God from your head to your heart. I'm going to be going through this course with you live. So it's going to be a live coaching program. And we're going to go through this together for 8 weeks. So that means in this 8 weeks, you are going to get Voxer access to me, which is a really fun app where we voice memo each other, we text each other, and you're going to be with a small group of women. I will only be accepting 10 students. So I want to make sure you get on the wait list. The cost for this, I'm going to be upfront because there's nothing to hide. The cost is going to be $247, and there will also be a payment plan option for you. But listen, I want you to start saving now because, again, I don't launch this course live all the time. It's going to be maybe 3 times a year max, and this is probably one of the lowest prices you are going to see it because you get so much time with me and the other women, and I'm only taking 10 students. So this is really about exploding your spiritual growth so you can hear your life and your heart and really letting go of the shame, learning to control your anxious thoughts. Also, we're going to be talking about boundaries. We're going to be talking about communication, conflict, all of that. So this is not a course about just how to study the Bible or anything like that. This is about practically walking out your healing all from a biblical perspective. So again, make sure you sign up now in the waitlist because the waitlist is going to get first dibs. It's actually going to be, I'm offering $100 off, which is why it's $247. The original price is $347. So again, I'm just being clear. I want to be upfront with you. Listen, I'm not trying to hide prices from you. Okay. I don't want to be creepy or anything like that. But just to let you know, at the end of this month, though, it's coming for you. Hit up the waitlist and sign up. Okay, now let's get into today's topic. I think that when we're talking about trusting in God, it's often that our brokenness that blinds our eyes from the truth and keeps us focused on our pain. We can't see clearly because our pain changes our perspective, and really our perspective directs our path, right? Wherever we're looking is where we're going to go. And so when you're driving down a country road, I love this analogy. I wrote it inside of my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. I feel like the Lord is just kind to give us these examples where you're driving down a country road and bugs just fill up your windshield, right? And they fill up fast. And if we don't take care of the bugs soon, they are going to start to really obscure our vision and ability to see the road clearly, right? However, if we try to use the window washer fluid and our wipers, I feel like all that ever does is really just smear the bugs. Like it never makes the bugs go away. And it makes it even harder to see because the bugs smear, you know? But for us to really clean the bugs off, we have to get out of the car and start to really rub the bugs off, like one by one, especially if they've been there for so long, it's going to take a longer time, right? The longer the bugs have been there, the longer it's going to take to deal with the bugs. Our emotions and feelings and pain are much the same when they're left unchecked. Over time, ignoring them only obscures our vision and our ability to see clearly. Like our pain, if we're that's the lens that we're looking at our life through, it's going to be hard to see anything clearly. So trying to pray them away or ignore them, it's just going to make them smear together, causing even more blindness to the truth. And so I think the question is like, how do we get over being brokenhearted, right? Our sin breaks us, and the sin of others breaks us, and the sin of this world breaks us. So unchecked feelings can lead us to this uncertainness of faith. It makes us question what we know to be true instead of taking what we know to be true to our feelings. Broken heart can really lead us to believe that we're not seen, heard, or loved. 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. I want you to think about the last time that you couldn't trust God or didn't believe God loves you. And I really want you to think about this. Is it God that you were mad at, or is it the sin that has caused you pain? Because if we're not careful, we will start blaming God for the pain that we feel instead of recognizing where the pain comes from, which is sin. God created us to live from our hearts, but then sin entered the world. And when we look at our problems, it really goes back to our hearts. Our hearts consist of our spirit and our soul, and our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. And that's something that I go much deeper into in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. I have a whole chapter on understanding your emotions and your feelings. And this is why I think it's so important for me to go through this spiritual growth course framework with you in this coaching program, because it's important that we address the issues of our heart, our relationship with God, and how it relates to people and getting the word of God from our head to our hearts in a very practical way, which is why we're talking about boundaries and conflict and communication and love and all of those things. Therefore, God created the physical body of Adam, but he wasn't alive until God breathed into him the breath of life, Genesis 2:7. That is when God imparted his spirit into man and became a living soul. That is to say that Adam received a life-giving spirit from God, and the soul came into existence as a buffer between the spirit and the body. So therefore, our hearts are the ground and our thoughts are the seed. Sometimes I think we focus so much on our symptoms that we never address the roots that get planted in our hearts. Hebrews 12:14-15 says, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. In the Hebrew culture, any poisonous plant that was called a bitter plant, because poison destroys, and the result of ingesting a poisonous plant would be bitter indeed. The author of the book of Hebrews uses a bitter root as a metaphor for that which would bring harm to the church. So the bitter root in Hebrews refers to a source of evil or wickedness within the church. A root may be small and slow in its growth, but if it carries poison, it is dangerous, right? And so it's important that we heal those most tender places in our soul, because again, this is going to affect our relationship with God and ourselves. Because a healthy relationship with ourselves is directly impacted by our relationship with God. So understanding our identity and learning to trust God in God doesn't happen because of a feeling, but because of a person. And knowing this creates that safe place for our emotions to land. Here are three questions I really want you to consider when it comes to your identity and taking a deeper look into your relationship with Christ. What's causing you to go under and punching holes in your identity? And I want you to think about, is all of who you are becoming wrapped up into one thing? are pieces of who you are being put into compartments of your life to really keep you feeling as though you have everything all together and in control. We become what we focus on the most. So knowing where our identity really is come from is one thing, yet knowing we are seen, loved, and heard, and cared for by our Father in heaven is living from a different place. A hard truth is many of us are trying to figure out who we are without ever opening our Bibles. We're trying to learn to trust in God. We're trying to grow a relationship with him, but we can't grow a relationship with him if we don't know anything about him. And I know that the Bible can be overwhelming. It can be hard to understand, but let's not use that tool that the enemy has in his toolbox to convince us that we shouldn't try or that we shouldn't show up, because there are many things that we're willing to learn in life that we show up for. And scripture is the most important thing for us to show up to and learn. The second question is, what storms have changed your view of God? Who you believe God to be will impact who you think you are. And these three questions, I go more in depth in my book, Face Up With Your Feelings, because I want us to understand our identity in Christ, which I know is a very used term, but it's who we are. It's what we're made up of. I mean, we're created in the image of God. And when it's one of the most important pieces for foundational work in my book, Face Up With Your Feelings. So if that's an area that you really wrestle with of understanding feelings and emotions, but most importantly, your identity, I have a whole chapter on called The Identity Effect in my book. So make sure you pick up the book as well. But it's important that we know what storms have changed our view of God. And it's important that we know what it means to be made in his image. And according to the Google Dictionary, the definition of image is a person or thing that closely resembles another. So you and I are the ultimate image bearers of God. I mean, what does this have to do with our identities? It really has everything to do with our identities, because if we don't view our Father through the lens of love, then how we view ourselves will not be through the lens of love either. We are made in his likeness, in his image. So the image that we see in him will be the image that we see in us. And this is how we learn to grow a relationship and learn to trust in God. This is why it's important to know who we believe him to be. Number three, do you know the God who calms the sea? Do you know God's true character and nature? We see him in the Old Testament. However, God in the New Testament under a new covenant is crucial. Now they're both the same God, right? But we're living under a different covenant, and understanding the covenants from the Old Testament to the New Testament is crucial as well for us to be able to understand the different characteristics that we see in each, but he's still the same God and carries them throughout the entire Bible, especially in the Old Testament. But we are born into a new covenant because God sent his son Jesus to die in our place. And so it's through Jesus, our new covenant, that allows us to have direct communication and intimacy with God, which we didn't have in the Old Testament. The only way to learn about who he is to read his word. We need to be able to see the true commander of our lives for who he truly is, and not through the lens of our pain or our past. I encourage you to just pray, to ask him to reveal himself to you before you turn to anyone else to help you identify his nature and who he is. A ship can only begin to repair when it's in the harbor and no longer sinking. Repairing our shipwrecked soul will involve us taking each individual passage we read in the Word of God and welding those words into the holes in our soul. No longer will we continue to plug the holes only for a force to come through and unplug them. We no longer have to merely survive through our pain and suffering. He comes to guide and help us through our pain and suffering, right? He is here to guide us and to love us through it. And God's word seals the deal and begins to weld those holes shut. I'm not here to give you like quick steps in learning to trust God. This is a process, especially if people have done you wrong and hurt you here on this world. We have to reprogram and learn who God truly is. Not who we perceive him to be, not who we feel he is, but who he really is. Do not forget to sign up for the waitlist make sure you check the show notes right here in down below, and you'll be able to sign up on the wait list and learn more about it. But also don't forget to pick up my book, Face Up With Your Feelings, to really go deeper in your walk with the Lord. So again, to wrap up, what's causing you to go under and punching holes in your identity? What storms have changed your view of God? And do you know the God who calms the sea? Do you know God's true nature and character? And as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey, and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.